Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, 1 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about all of the things that we should do as Christians that make us a witness to those that watch us. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus told the disciples before his ascending into heaven, the last command that he gives is, he tells them, he lets them know, he says, ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And he wants us to be his witness. So, what do you do? You're faithful to church. Those are things to do. You're a witness. How about 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16? As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Not by the way. That idea of fashioning yourselves has the idea of emulating, not emulating according, making it similar to the former lust that you carried out in your ignorance. You were that young person. You listened to that rock music. You knew that not only the lyrics of that worldly music was wrong, but you knew the beat itself with its sexual connotations and its rebellious nature was wrong. You got saved, and somebody says, well, look, let's just put Jesus' words and say some things about God in it, and we'll make this religious rock music. Now, they say contemporary Christian music. I think CCM's not a good name for it. I think it's RRM, religious rock music, because it's religious, but it's certainly not Christian, because it's not Christ-like. So he says, don't fashion yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance, but then he gives you a do. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So now we have some do's here. Do be holy. Do be a witness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do be faithful to the house of the Lord every time the doors are open. Now there's some people that get upset. Now, verse 16, by the way, of 1 Peter will say, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And that's a New Testament command. It's imperative. It kind of gets people upset to say, well, if you keep commands, you're a legalist, but you're Old Testament, then, well, here's a New Testament command. Okay, be holy. Don't fashion yourselves according to former lusts. Those are commands. Be faithful to church is a command. Be a witness. So those are responsibilities that every one of us as Christians have. And people get upset about that. And when you say that, and they start calling you a legalist. Why? Because they want all their liberty to go for the lust of the flesh instead of the spirit and the new nature that we have in Christ is free from the power of those lusts over us. We look at Ephesians 4, 31, 32. Here's another positive command. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Isn't that a good thing to do? Put away all of that? You know, it seems like if you got bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, you'll have evil speaking. You're going to gossip and you're going to run things down and you're going to say bad things. So let it be put away from you. Put them away. Do this. And all malice. And then he goes on, adds in verse 32 of Ephesians 4, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And again, you've heard me say it enough times, you give forgiveness to a person when they repent. However, you already have the forgiveness in your heart to be able to extend when a person does repent, and you can restore fellowship with them just like the Lord does with us. He's already ready to restore us as soon as we repent. And so here's some more do's. Be kind, be tenderhearted, be forgiving. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 16 through 18. Somebody in sin, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. But if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. And verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, folks, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Got a problem with somebody? Go to them, try to straighten it out. That's a do. That's a do. That's a do. Let's look at the idea of our personal devotions. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, we're told to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But where do you grow in the knowledge of Christ? In his word. He is a person. He is someone you can know intimately and personally in the depths of your heart. So here's another do. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study. How about 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18? Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So have a heart that's ready to pray at any moment. Be a person that in everything you're giving thanks. Now, in everything is different than for everything. Okay, for everything, you might be giving thanks for things that you should not give thanks for. But if in those bad things you're able to say thanks in that, then you're on the right path. But again, these are all do's. People say you fundamentalists, all you have is don'ts. Well, here's a bunch of do's that a lot of those that call us legalistic won't do, okay? And because, it's even though it's positive, to them it's very negative. Let me just say this. You could sum up all of those commands that I just shared with you from those various portions of the scripture is going back to being holy. Holiness will never emulate the world. So don't start doing it yourself. So there's not only faith, but also good doctrine, we're told in this verse. Too many churches have a milk at best diet from the Word of God. They're more concerned with psychology than they are with sound doctrine. And therefore, every sermon seems to be either on the home or on building their self-esteem. It's unfortunate. But a preacher can tell a story to make people cry, or he can be funny as well as emotional, and the people will leave thinking, oh, how great. Man, that was wonderful. But the truth is, many Christians would not know a good sermon if they heard one, especially if it had strong doctrine. They would call it boring. Well, the truth of the matter is, they can't eat meat. And that's why it's boring to them. The truth of the matter is, they're actually boring listeners. They're the people that are boring because they're being given the truth and it's doing nothing for them because they are so shallow. I recently read that there are 32 noxious plants in the state of Montana. Goats will eat all 32 of those plants. Goats are effective in controlling weeds because they eat weeds and leave the grass. Sheep, on the other hand, will only eat weeds if that's all that is available. But if there's grass, they take grass. You see, some churches will give the goats a diet of weeds. With the rock and roll, the dancing, the psychology, with corrupted versions of the Bible, it satisfies that crowd. Unfortunately, too many Christians are sheep who end up learning to be satisfied with those weeds because there's no green pasture to which the pastor has led them under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. And so the sheep are eating weeds because there's no rich word coming from the lips of the pastor. I some time ago was talking with a man that was visiting our church, and he was just overwhelmed by the fact of the music. We had hymn books and we were singing hymns, and the music was not a rock and roll concert, and the music was with joy, and the people that were visiting, they just couldn't get used to that. That was tremendous to them. And then in addition, we preached the Bible and we still called sin, sin. And so as I was talking to him afterwards, he said, you know, in our church, they used to be like this, but started to change. I didn't like it at all, but one day I just got used to it. And it doesn't bother me anymore. And then told me, now I'm sorry I did. Well, I believe that that guy was a true believer, because when you do get the real stuff, then you understand. My goodness, I've been eating weeds all this time. Now, the last phrase of verse 6 is interesting as well. He says, whereunto thou hast attained. Nourished refers to eating and drinking. Faith and doctrine is what we spiritually eat. That tells us of the importance of personal devotions, Sunday school class, Wednesday night Bible study, family altar. The body's nourishment is not only the food that enters the mouth, but it's important the kind of food that enters. You know, the story's told of years ago when this side of the planet was being discovered. There was a group that stopped in one area I think it was in the mid-Americas. It could have been in South America. But this group found a plant that a lot of the local natives were eating. They started eating it too, and it had a decent taste to it. So they thought, well, hey, we will eat it too. And they started to eat. And after a while, some started getting sick. Some even died. Later, it was discovered that plant had no nutritional value. It fed, but it did not nourish. And that's what's going on in the churches today. What they're feeding them does not nourish the new nature, because it's not new nature food. It has no nutritional value for the new nature. Too many are depending on reading someone else's books, which seems to mostly make you feel good about yourself. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.